007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We are starting with, King of the Lighthearted Romantic Comedies?
yeah, you could call him that and something totally different. Lars von Trier, yeah. He's controversial, Danish filmmaker. He obviously was known recently for Nymphomaniac, that series of films that he released, but he's heading back to television because he's working on an English language TV series called The House That Jack Built.
They're all doing TV these days, aren't they?
They're all doing TV and they're currently going to set it for 2016. So he had directed TV before, obviously, in Denmark about two decades ago. But they've added and mentioned at the Venice Film Festival, where they talked about this, that it's going to be a TV series without precedent, a TV series like you've never seen before.
Ooh.
So hold your breath, is what they said.
Okay.
There's a pitch from them for it. So we'll see what he does.
All right. Steven Soderbergh.
Well, Steven Soderbergh kind of, in my mind, backed himself into a corner.
He said,
I'm never directing again.
Yes.
And then when he made Behind the Candelabra, he said, well, it was a TV movie, wasn't it? And now he's...
And everyone's going, go on.
So you may as well. You've made good movies.
Yeah.
Magic Mike XXL started shooting. There was a picture of a clapperboard. And this is a sequel to the hit from 2012.
Yeah.
There's a new director, Gregory Jacobs, and strangely, Soderbergh is now acting as director of photography, camera operator and film editor. So he's almost there, but not quite.
But
now, that's nothing unusual. He would do that on the films that he directed himself anyway.
Yeah. But interesting one to come on board for, though.
He's sticking by his guns. Channing Tatum actually wrote the script again for the second film, and you're likely to see it in cinemas July 2015. So.
Okay. Now, speaking of hit TV shows, HBO's The Wire was a big success. What's the latest there?
Yeah, I never watched it. Have you?
No, I never saw it.
No, it's one of those ones that I missed, and I do have the box set now, but I may get rid of them because the plan is by HBO is that they're going to sort of remaster them all.
Oh.
Not remake them, thank goodness, but to remaster them. And that was because when they shot it, it wasn't in, 16:9, which is widescreen. A lot of them are in 4:3, but apparently they can do something about that. It was sort of future-proofed in a sense, and all the releases have been standard definition, and of course nowadays everybody wants high definition. So I think HBO are planning to put out the series again, but in high definition, and then there'll be a release of Blu-ray and stuff like that in high definition as well. Not a bad thing to do, I mean, when you consider that it is such a highly regarded series.
Exactly, well, maybe we'll catch up with it then, as you say.
Wait for the high definition version.
All right, now Pirates of the Caribbean number 5 on the way, I think, yeah?
Is it that? Yeah, it probably is, but it's called Dead Men Tell No Tales. And they're planning to shoot it in Australia, and that's because the Australian government are providing $20.2 million in terms of attracting Disney there to shoot it. They had tried to bring David Fincher's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea there under a similar deal, but of course that film has been shelved, and now it looks like they're applying the same thing to this movie. It's a way for the Australian government, I suppose, to keep the Australian film industry buoyant and have these outside productions come
there. Well, and that's Lord of the Rings did New Zealand no harm.
Absolutely, but it's quite an incentive to producers. I don't think they've signed off on it yet. They're looking at Mexico as well as an alternative, but they're planning to start shooting it for release in 2017.
Okay.
So there you go. Jack Sparrow is now taking money from the Australians.
There you go. Now you have some film release dates for us.
I do. Nice Guys. This is a Warner Brothers detective thriller which stars Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. That's going to arrive in the summer of 2016.
Okay.
It's directed by Shane Black, it's going to be directed. They haven't shot it yet. It's set in 1970s Los Angeles and follows a private eye, played by Gosling, and a hired leg breaker, played by Crowe, who must work together to solve a case of a missing girl. So that sounds like an interesting project, and it obviously, as you said, has its release date. Now, another one that has had its release date changed is How to Train Your Dragon. Oh. They're going to do a sequel. This would be number three, but they've pushed it back a year, probably because I suppose they thought it was a bit too ambitious and they want to get it right. It's done such business, number two at the box office, yeah. $600 million by the time Labor Day passed in the States. And they're going to, you know, get the same cast back. They're going to obviously get the same creative people in terms of the directors and the producers, and they've pushed it back. So you're looking at a 2017 release date, and that avoids, I suppose, meeting Finding Dory, which is the sequel to Finding Nemo.
Yes.
But it might push it up against the next Lego movie. So we'll see. They're all looking for these slots.
I have to look for these slots. Absolutely,
it's very
important.
Heathrow, you know, trying to find a place in the cinema for these.
The competition
movies.
Isn't there. Yeah. All right. Some casting news for Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn is going to star in a Columbia Pictures comedy called The Politician. It's going to be directed by What If Helmer Michael Dowse. If in The Politician, a disgraced governor and his underachieving accomplice go on the run from the FBI, US Marshals and a gang of hardened drug dealers. Seth Rogen is producing that movie. I'd like to see Vince Vaughn do something that isn't Vince Vaughn in
the
movie.
This is true. Okay.
You know what, if it works, go for it.
You never know. Now, some Irish film news. Both Dingle and Fingal Fingal underway, but Dingle have announced some of their plans.
Yeah, what a great place to go for a film festival. Really nice weekend. So yeah, they're looking for features and shorts to be submitted. It's going to be the 9th Dingle International Film Festival. When you read that, you start to feel a little bit old, because I remember reporting on the very first one way back when.
Fair play to them. Great success.
So it's going very well, and they've added to it, and they have, you know, the Gregory Peck Award that they announced as well. Laura Dern was the recent winner of that. So yeah, just keep it in mind, anyone that has shorts or features, that they're looking for submissions right now. You mentioned the Fingal Film Festival. They have announced their opening film for this year's festival, which is going to be the Irish premiere of Palo Alto. This is the debut from writer-director Gia Coppola, and it stars James Franco and Emma Roberts. It's actually based on the book Palo Alto Stories by James Franco. So
sounds like an interesting opener, right? And the Fingal Film Festival runs Friday 26th until Sunday the 28th of September.
Yeah, lots on there. So fingalfilmfest.com.
Fantastic. We wish them well with that. Now, what trailer should we check out online, Gart?
It's a movie called Foxcatcher, and it stars Steve Carell and Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo. It's based on the true story of Mark Schultz, an Olympic wrestler whose relationship with his sponsor and brother would lead to unlikely circumstances. Check it out. You're not going to believe Steve Carell in the role. It'll take you a little bit to recognise him in the in the trailer. Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Okay.
I know, again, you're kind of thinking...
So in terms of going against type, as you were saying about Vince Vaughn, Steve is going a different direction.
Watch the trailer. See what you think. Foxcatcher is the name of the movie. I definitely will, because
I like Steve Carell. I think he's great. Yep. All right, new releases in our cinemas. First of all, we have The 100-Foot Journey, which I've seen and I thoroughly enjoyed. It's a new foodie movie. We've Helen Mirren and Om Puri on screen together, which in itself is a treat.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's just it's produced by executive produced by Steven Spielberg and Oprah Winfrey. So
yeah, interesting big names there. Yeah,
two big names, and it's good fun as well. We have a little clip from it.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't think so.
Yes, my secretary said something about a complaint about noise.
Oui. I wish to make it official.
Madame, may I offer you a word of caution? These people are different. They are not French. Some in the village, the worst sort, say ugly things about them. Be careful you're not seen in sympathy with them.
I'm rarely accused of being in sympathy with anyone. Bonjour, madame.
Helen Mirren there in The 100-Foot Journey. What else have you for us, Garrett?
Okay, well, we've got high concept comedy in the shape of Sex Tape. This is a married couple who wake up to discover that the sex tape they made the evening before has gone missing. Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel star in that one. The guest is about a soldier who introduces himself to the Peterson family, claiming to be a friend of their son who died in action. And after the young man is welcomed into their home, a series of accidental deaths seem to be connected to his presence.
Yes, this is Dan Stevens of Downton Abbey fame. So there'll be a little bit of interest in that.
Absolutely.
Before I go to sleep, I didn't catch it this week yet, but I really loved the novel. It was quite the page turner. I'm wondering, will the film achieve what the novel had?
Big cast as well, with Nicole Kidman and Colin Firth, and you know, it's one of those movies you will see, you know, how it will take with people. But it's about a woman who wakes up every day remembering nothing as a result of a traumatic accident in her past, and one day new terrifying truths emerge that force her to question everyone around her. Attila Marcel is another movie in limited release release Watermark, a documentary as well on how water shapes humanity, and Life of Crime with Jennifer Aniston, about two common criminals who get more than they bargained for after a kidnapping. The wife of a corrupt real estate developer shows no interest in paying the $1 million ransom.
Very good.
Return.
They are the movies in cinemas this weekend. What TV movie are you recommending for us?
Straightforward and simple. It's The Dark Knight, Christopher Nolan's sequel, and a really good one at that. I think it's the best of the series.
And
pretty much down to, the Joker.
And Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, super in the movie, really good. There's some really standout moments, some brilliant action sequences in it. If you've not seen it, it's definitely the best one to watch, I think. And it's on RT2 at 9 p.m. tonight.
Great stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.